Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TAK02. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. Live in LA, it's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. This is very interesting.
I can tell you're super deep into something. You haven't said it out loud yet, but you've been mega focused.
So, Joy and I have been going back and forth on this. If something seems weird, it's weird. Yeah. I used to have a neighbor. I can say the city. It was Portland. And I always thought, he's weird. He did things as a neighbor that I thought were weird and not normal. And what does normal mean? I don't know. He was weird. And I later found out he is weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's weird. So, and I've said this, good kids can come from bad parents. Bad kids can come from good parents. Crazy kids come from crazy parents. Always. There are some things, if things look off, they are off. Don't outthink the room. And so Joy and I have been on this thing with the 49ers. It's just weird. You gave up nothing for Garoppolo. He took you to the Super Bowl. Move on. They won't. They won't. There was the weird Mac Jones, Trey Lance, stories leaked, and then it was Mac Jones for sure, like from legitimate media people, Mac Jones going to the Niners. And last second, it was Trey Lance. And they gave up a bunch of picks, and we were like, whoa. So I'm just going to tell you, this is very interesting. So this has been one of these situations where, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. If something looks odd, it is odd. And I've told the story years ago. I'm not going to bore you with this story. I've told it 3 or 4 times. Years ago when I was young, I was in Las Vegas, and I was dating a girl, and she took me to a party. And I walked into the party, and I'm kind of a square. Well, not kind of, I am. And something didn't feel right. There were a lot of handlebar mustaches and velour shirts. And I had this feeling sinister activity is about to ensue. Something didn't feel right. Left the party. I remember it was on Spring Mountain Road. Left the party. 2 hours later, major drug bust. So I remember walking in and I was just like, not my crowd. This is a little slick for me. So about 30 minutes in, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to, you know, like cops, news, blah, blah, blah. So here's the story. The Niners story is weird. Why are they doing what they're doing? According to Matt Lombardo, national NFL reporter, the 49ers staff has been, quote, continually underwhelmed by Trey Lance.
The signs pointed to it.
Yeah, so here's the thing, is that obviously every time Kyle Shanahan is the quarterback, the quarterbacks are better. Matt Ryan had an MVP year. Garoppolo, who most of you don't like, got to a Super Bowl. I think it was Matt Schaub. He got to a Pro Bowl. I could be wrong. The Virginia quarterback, Matt Schaub. So we know he's good with quarterbacks. He wanted reportedly Mac Jones, the New England guy. Thought he was, because Shanahan's thing is, I don't need a superstar quarterback. I need accurate, smart, competent, get me in and out of stuff, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of people that are telling you Lynch and the scouting staff like Trey Lance way more. Shanahan wanted Mac. That's been reported on more than one, like, legitimate media person. So this would explain a lot. So I've watched Trey Lance play twice. We saw him in college, but he played for a run-dominant college program at a lower level. Okay, that's a fact. And so he was not, like, the centerpiece. They didn't ask him to do a lot. He was kind of playing for the Alabama of his division of football. Now, what does that mean? Like Alabama quarterbacks, a lot of time to throw, very comfortable pocket. Your players are better than their players. That's the opposite of the NFL. You're always under duress. You're always getting hit. You got to elevate people to be a star quarterback. But Alabama quarterbacks have kind of struggled in the NFL because they have the best protection, the best receivers, the best coach, the best defense. And so Trey played at that kind of program at a lower level. So he hasn't played much. There's a scarcity of games. He's just not played a lot of games. And so my take, I kind of met the kid. I liked him. He really passed the eyeball test. Big athlete, nice kid, deals well socially with people, can kind of balance it, can feel the room. But I watched him play last year, and I hate his throwing motion. It is hard to watch. It's clunky. He does drive the ball down the field. The aesthetics of it drive me nuts. Now, there have been good quarterbacks. Phillip Rivers is the most notable, it doesn't look pretty. It doesn't look great. But most great quarterbacks, I mean, Peyton Manning threw a ball that he never threw a spiral. But most of the great quarterbacks in my life, the Joe Montanas, the Bradys, the Dan Fouts, the Troy Aikmans, it looks damn pretty. I mean, it looks good. Not a lot of sidearm baseball pitchers in the history of the sport winning Cy Youngs. It looks like Clayton Kershaw. It looks like Sandy Koufax. It looked like Bob Gibson. It looks like Matt Scherzer. It looks like Justin Verlander. Big dude, drives through the legs, repetitive motion, not quirky, overpower, Curt Schilling. It all kind of looks good. 99% of quarterbacks in league history, the ball looks, the windup, it looks good. Optically, Trey's game, not pretty. So I have to get past that because it is possible for that not to be great. But this story is interesting. It explains potentially a lot. The Niners staff has been continually underwhelmed by Trey Lance. It's something. I'm just saying. This story felt, back to my original premise, it just felt weird. There's too many. My takeaway was, if you bought a used car and you paid $3,000 for it and you drove it for 3 years, like, who gives a rip what you get in return? You stole the thing. You'd pay that much or more for Uber. You know, like, they got Garoppolo for a second round pick from New England. He won 70% of his games. He went to Green Bay and beat Aaron Rodgers, I think, three times. You got unbelievable value out of Jimmy Garoppolo. Whether he's great or not, you stole him. I mean, good God, Tyreek Hill just went for 5 draft picks. You got a quarterback in the Super Bowl for 1. So just move him. Get up, free the cap space and go get a guard and a 7th round pick. The Niners interior O-line. And John Lynch is a friend of mine. He's a good GM, but he's had some misses. So you don't. I wouldn't take a draft pick for him. You already stole him as a draft pick. Just go to a team that's got some depth at corner. Go get a 2nd corner. They just acquired a corner from Kansas City, so they'll be better at corner. And their best corner got healthy at the end of last year. Go get a 3rd corner and a 7th round pick. Go get a starting right guard to go with your tackles, who I like. I especially like Trent Williams. But, like, what are you doing? Like, why are you keeping him around? And I think you're keeping him around because they look at this division and think, we got Kyler Murray twice a year. We got the Rams twice a year. Well, we're going to keep Jimmy G around a little bit. We're not sure how this thing's going to work out. And it should be noted, whether or not Kyle Shanahan is a great evaluator of talent before he has it, that's a different story. Belichick can't draft. But there is no question that Kyle Shanahan, once you're in the building, will elevate you at quarterback. He knows the position. He knows offense. I mean, Sean McVay will tell you privately. Matt LaFleur, Packer coach, will tell you privately. Because those are like the three musketeers, right? McVay, Shanahan, and LaFleur were all in Washington together. And they're good buddies. LaFleur and McVay will tell you privately, Shanahan's the genius. He's the guy. Now, McVay is the culture builder. LaFleur is a little of both. He's very good with the schemes, not quite Shanahan. Good with the culture, not quite McVay. But he's a good coach, I think. But McVay is the rock star in the room. I mean, you put him on television, he's just big. He just, players love him. Shanahan's a little darker, little quieter. Players like him too, but he's the genius. He is like the math whiz. He's Belichick on defense. He makes everybody great. Elijah Mitchell's a star at running back out of the 6th round. No knock on Elijah, but, you know, not surprising he does that. So if he's got Trey Lance and he's struggling, there's a problem because he elevates everybody. So I'm just saying, if stuff looks weird, a lot of times it's weird. Matt Lombardo. Okay. Man, oh man alive. Sorry, I was distracted there, Alex. I get in the way.
No, it was good. You and Joy have talked about this. When you're in the zone, you're in the zone. You can tell something was big.
Yeah, okay. All right. Todd Bowles, Buccaneers coach. Good dude around the corner. Also Chris Broussard.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet 5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. 200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
You still have a chance to win $5,000 of Clint Boyer's cash this Sunday playing Fox Bet Super 6. Download the Super 6 app and enter your six picks into their NASCAR Stage 2 contest for your free shot at the jackpot.
By the way, Todd Bowles was a coach interim for the Dolphins, head coach for the Jets, and now he's the head coach for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And the NFL over the last 10 years has, I don't know if the word is radical, but it is much more of an offensive league. There's just simple rules about hitting players in certain spaces. The middle of the field feels like it's been taken over by the offense in most of my childhood. And most of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and early 2000s, the defense controlled the middle of the field. But there's limitations on what you can do to a receiver or any target over the middle. And Todd Bowles, as a defensive coach, knows some of the restrictions that are imposed now. Todd, it's great seeing you. It is, you know, I said this, if I owned a football team, I said I'd have to strongly consider an offensive coach because the game is, I mean, it's just changed. It's the middle of the field feels like it's been taken away from defensive coordinators. Now, you run a very, very aggressive style. How have you had to change just your coaching over the last 10 years based on what the league allows you to do defensively?
The biggest thing is really the aiming target when the receiver is catching the ball and putting our head to the side and making sure that we're from the shoulders anywhere in between the numbers and trying to hit them. The hard part is when they catch a ball and duck.
Yeah.
While your aiming point's already low and it's a bang bang play. I don't think you can coach those. I think you have to live with those for the most part, but you try to keep it clean and keep it above the waist and below the shoulder pad right there. And you know, right now they're even cracking down on the kneecap.
Yep.
So you really can't get low as well as that much either. So we've been coaching it up and trying to get them as hard as they can play. And the bang-bang plays, we don't bother with too much, but the ones we can coach, we really try and coach.
You know, Todd, you're known as an excellent defensive coordinator, but when a coach goes from coordinator to head coach, there are some day-to-day responsibilities that you have to surrender because now, holistically, you're running the whole operation. How much on a day-to-day can you still hover on the defense, and how much do you have to relinquish?
I relinquished very little this time around. I think the first time with the Jets, I relinquished a lot more than I would have wanted to. Right now, we have the same coaching staff in place, and those guys do an excellent job on the offensive side of the football. So right now, it's just very little. It's as much as getting the offensive playbook and looking over it in my spare time and everything else, but I'm very much involved with the defense, and you know, I'll be ready to make game day decisions when that time comes.
You know Tony Dungy well. I love Tony. He, for years, he kind of created a new blueprint, which is I'll run the team in the defense. Peyton, I'm going to let you do a lot of the offense. You're very fortunate. With Brady, there's nobody can throw him any curveball. He's seen everything that's ever been created. Do you feel it'll be a little bit like a Dungy model where you've got this smart veteran quarterback who's maybe the best pre-snap guy ever? You'll run the franchise, you'll run the defense, and Tommy will have a lot of power on the offense.
Oh, Byron will have the power first and foremost because he's the OC, and Tom's been in the offense for 2 years now, going on three. So they'll both collaborate and have a lot of power on offense when it comes to running the offense. I'll make the decisions on third and short, obviously when to go for it, when not to go for it, 2 minute and those type of deals and replays and everything, but they'll pretty much run the offense.
What, when facing Brady for 2 years in practice, did he teach you anything?
He taught me, I don't know if it's me so much as some of the younger DBs, just never take plays off, because if you are lacking in your technique one way or the other, and you are a half step late on your break, or you're not looking at the ball, you take your eyes off the ball for a second, that ball is going to be in there and complete it. And he throws it exactly where it's supposed to be. If the wide receiver wants it high and outside, he'll put it high and outside. He's almost like a pitcher in baseball. You know, he's very good at location. And I think that teaches the guys, as far as fundamentally being on the same page and being very sound with their technique.
I don't know if it's surprising, Todd. Brady's mid-40s. Half your roster is probably up 25 years old. They listen to different music. They have a different lifestyle. Are you ever surprised by Brady's ability to connect with basically kids?
I can't even imagine. Being that in his 40s, pretty much, and most of us stopped playing in early 30s, if not at 30, to still be playing like he does and have that kind of relationship he does with the locker room, young and older guys, is unbelievable. It's a trait that you really can't teach. It's something that you got to have. And that it factor that everyone talks about, he has it.
Yeah. So, you know, it is interesting when you look at the construct of your team. Jason Light is a very good drafter. You guys have drafted really, really well. Do you, when you look at your team, do you just take your personnel and this is what we have, this is what we'll do? Or do you have a basic system you run and I can kind of bank on it regardless of the roster? How do you view your side of the ball?
On our side of the ball, we have a system we run. And then according to the guys that we have, or if injuries occur, there are things that we have to do to offset things that we normally put in and run. So it's a little mix of both. We have our core plays that we run, and we have a lot of things that we change for the guys that are accustomed to making certain plays and can do certain things well.
You have worked with some of the most unique personalities ever. You've had the Andy Reid, the great mentor, the intensity of Sean Payton, the old school legend Bill Parcells, Bruce Arians. If I said to you, give me something that Bruce Arians, that you gleaned from him, watching him, and thought, you know, maybe I should do more of that. What was his gift, Bruce Arians' gift?
His gift was he knew how to coach the coaches without asking them questions. He knew what they needed, when they needed it, just by feel and understanding how they are and what they do. And he had a very innate feel of coaching the coaches by just talking to them. And I don't know how to describe that, but his intelligence, his foresight, his understanding of the person, whether they were coaching something difficult or something small or giving advice or suggestions, he had a very good knack for that. And I don't think you can just teach that.
I've never seen you yell, ever. You are very chill on the sidelines. When's the last time?
Come to practice.
Okay, I was going to say, when's the last time Todd Bowles lit a guy up? Give me the last time you lit a guy up and why.
You should come to practice. Off the top of my head, I can recall it was probably Dean the first time we played Philly on Monday night, and we gave up he got a pass interference on the deep ball in cover three because he didn't get his head around. And it might have been him again at the end of a ball game. We were winning pretty good playing cover two, and he let a seven route behind him because he didn't sink. Those kind of things kind of tick me off.
I wouldn't want Todd Bowles mad at me. Good luck to you, Coach. You got quite a roster. I appreciate you stopping by. I used to live in Tampa for a couple years. Fun town. Great seeing you, and good luck. Good luck.
Thanks a lot, Colin.
You bet. Todd Bowles. But you know what? The international game this year, the Bucks and the Seahawks, right before Thanksgiving play in a city I've never been to, I've always wanted to go to, Munich.
Ooh.
Yeah. First NFL game in Germany.
Yeah.
So Bucks, Seahawks, November 13th in Munich, Germany. That's interesting. Okay. Alex with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, there was a lot of talk about Kenny Pickett's hand size heading into the draft, but it didn't stop him from being the first quarterback taken. This year, the Steelers selected Pickett with the 20th overall pick, and Mike Tomlin said on the Rich Eisen show that he didn't put much stock into the hand size when they were evaluating him. Take a listen.
I potentially was capable of buying into that if I didn't watch him play college football in Pittsburgh and deal with the elements that comes with playing in this environment. And so, you know, you can get into the hand size thing, or you can just look at how he performed in a variety of conditions, and we have those conditions here in Pittsburgh. And so there's very little speculation from our perspective about how he might handle the ball in a, you know, inclement weather, wet days, et cetera. They played North Carolina here on a Thursday night. I actually went to the game, and it was raining pretty good that night. Had no issues.
It's something. Everything's something. Nothing's everything.
Yeah.
He's had ball security issues in college. Jared Goff, ball security issues. The quarterbacks who have smaller hands, Daniel Jones. There are moments where you're a little concerned about it. In the end, it's not a make or break. Like, you can either make plays or you don't.
Yeah.
But it's something. I don't. There's a reason they measure it. I mean, there is a reason that if you ask NFL general managers, a tackle has to have a certain wingspan more than a guard. And like, there are teams in the NFL, a lot of them, that will not draft a tackle if he's not a certain height or doesn't have a certain length. So there are all these things. There are shuttle speeds and 40 times for corners. Every position's got a sort of niche piece of data or physical element to it. And guards and tackles, you're looking for different things. How do you move? How are your feet? What's the wingspan? So it's something. I don't think it's everything, but he's, you know, he could struggle with fumbles at times.
But they've also been watching him from day one, right next door. And I am still so impressed how quiet and close to home they kept this draft pick, because we had NFL insiders say they had no idea that they were going to pick him.
No, they used, in fact, the story that leaked was Mike Tomlin really liked Malik Willis.
Smart.
Very good at the Senior Bowl. They really hit it off, and so it was...
Yeah, distraction.
Yeah, Mel
look
Kiper,
that way.
Mel Kiper
don't
told me that
here.
Years ago. He said, I never get lied to more than a month before the draft.
Yeah, don't look right next door. That's our guy. All right, moving on. Rob Gronkowski still hasn't announced whether he's going to return to play a 12th season with Tom Brady in Tampa. He has said that he will either be a Buck or retire, and if he does decide to continue his career, it won't take very long for him to get back into football shape. He said, I feel like I can get ready at any time for football, and it'll take me 2 weeks, so I'm not worried about it. It's just cool to be doing other things and enjoying them. But I feel like this could be like one serious phone call from Tom Brady. Being like, Gronk,
well, I mean,
I need you.
Gronk doesn't want to go back. He doesn't want to go through camp. I don't blame him. The guys don't, at this point, Brady doesn't want to go through camp.
No.
So Tom, at the end of his New England career, would go down to Costa Rica with his family. So hang out with his kids. Like, when you get to be this old, you just don't want, you don't want to go through practice. These guys know each other. I think, you know, I still contend that on third down or in the red zone, Gronk's a matchup problem. Like, he still has real value, but this guy's saved every penny he's ever made, much savvier than people think. He doesn't need football.
another guy who was great for broadcasting. We had him here at Fox.
He was wonderful.
For the NFL.
Great
All right, guy. Well, speaking of Tom Brady, the Tuck Rule is one of the more influential and controversial plays in NFL history. The call that kept the Patriots alive in their playoff matchup with the Raiders, they went on to win that game as well as the Super Bowl that season. And in a response to a TikTok challenge from Justin Bieber, Brady got a little too honest about that infamous play.
New trend alert. Tell me something honest.
Tuck Rule game against the Raiders.
Might have been a fumble.
Tom. That was a big confession right there. And he actually had already, he's already put out a tweet after it went viral. Because, of course, Tom's admitted something that, you know, was already a controversial play.
Look at that. Look at the snow on the field.
Everything about that. He said in a tweet, I said might. Such a tough call. No choice but to respect the officials. Probably the correct decision. Boy, I love social media, Tom.
That may have been... Boy, that lasted. That stuck with the Raiders. I think that agitated them for most of a decade.
That's why I'm saying that was a really big confession, Tom. That was a big one. Now, before we end, we have to give a shout out to our executive producer, Kyle Libby. It's his 25th anniversary at Fox Sports.
That's unbelievable.
It's huge. He's also my producer on Fox Bet Live, so he does double duty.
He just came to our show 6 months ago, I think, and the show has never been better.
See?
It's literally his magic touch. Way to go, Kyle Libby, a classic broadcasting executive producing veteran. He has been great for us, great for Fox, and we've had the honor of having him run our show for the last several months. He's been really a good hang, fun guy to have in the room.
Right?
Yeah.
The best. And again, double duty. Does a herd, and he does Fox Bet Live.
Good stuff. Alex for the news. Way to go, Kyle.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
I talked about this a couple hours ago on the show on the Luka situation with the Dallas Mavericks and the Suns. The Warriors Grizzlies series has more juice. I still think Golden State's going to win it and put them away pretty quickly. And I think the Suns will do the same to Dallas. But I talked about this earlier. Luka's a very interesting player that. He's essentially becoming James Harden in that is he doesn't really necessarily always elevate a number two or a three, although I don't think he's a bad teammate, but he plays a lot. He scores a lot. He always has the ball. He initiates a lot of physicality and contact. So that wears any athlete down. He scores 35 to 40 points. It looks easy. And then in the end of the game, he's out of gas. And I do think Ryan Russillo was on the show yesterday talking about this. They call it a usage rate. And that Luke is one of those guys that he is so much a part. And Kobe Bryant talked about this years ago. You can't win championships this year this way. You've got to have a dependable two. You just can't control the ball. And Kobe said, like, James Harden's not going to win titles doing that. And Russillo was on yesterday talking about this type of player. Harden was this type of player. Iverson was this type of player. Luke is this type of player. The usage rate is just too dominant.
They are too Luka reliant. We've had an incredible run of statistical performances over regular season, like historic stuff, right? The Westbrook season in 17, some of these Harden seasons. But I kept coming back to the point, like, these guys have the basketball more than anyone's ever had it regularly in history. So I went through usage rates, the top 20 usage rates in NBA history. And the playoff track record is terrible for these single season players with the highest usage rates in the history of the game. And a lot of them are very recent years. The only player to ever get to a finals is Allen Iverson.
That's it. And so as I watch this, Luka and James Harden, now Luka's bigger, they remind me, they get their own shot. It almost always comes at the expense of contact, physicality, bumping people. They score 35 and you're like, that was easy. They get to the free throw line a lot. They can facilitate. They're not bad passers. But the style of play, I think, just wears an athlete down. You know, Charles Barkley was talking about that last night, how strong you have to be Luka. I mean, he's banging into guys constantly. And he gets his points. But folks, that's why running backs don't last in the NFL. Like, that physicality... LeBron James figured this out very quickly in his career. He started figuring it out. Like his last year in Cleveland, his first year in Miami, he started shooting more threes. And LeBron was like, I want a longer career. If you want to be an immortal, an all-time great, a lot of it is sustainability. You've got to play for years and years and years. And LeBron could go to the basket and score, but you just keep banging and banging and banging. It takes its toll. Even when you score, Barkley was saying, he's like, you know how strong you have to be to endure this? Yeah. But even with Luka, he was totally gassed by the end of the game. Chris Paul is a physical guard. He avoids contact as much as he can. He pulls up. He falls away. Who's strong in the fourth quarter? The smaller Chris Paul has much more gas in the fourth quarter. And it's not like, you know, you say, well, Luka's got to score. Well, in Oklahoma City, Chris Paul had to score two. But even then, his fourth quarter output was double or more his first quarter output. The pacing, avoiding contact. It's like running backs that run out of bounds. Like Adrian Peterson's an outlier. He can run over you for 20 years and still play. Most of these guys, I mean, I've talked to like, you know, players about this, running backs about this. If you can run out of bounds, run out of bounds. Don't take the hits. You may win the battle in that moment. You'll lose the war. The stuff just wears on you, hit after hit after collision.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Friendly reminder, Sunday is Mother's Day. 1-800-Flowers.com. $25, two dozen assorted roses. 1-800-Flowers.com. The code is HEARD. Chris Broussard, co-host First Things First, getting all worked up for these playoffs. You know, I was saying about Luka, he reminds me of James Harden. And we were talking during the break that it's impressive what he does, but his game is so built on banging on guys. I watched him last night, and he was a complete liability defensively. Chris Paul's like, I'm going right after Luka. And you made a really interesting point on Harden and Luka, and I want you to share it with the audience.
Well, I used to say about Harden when he was in Houston, you know, a lot of people complained and didn't like watching him play. And I was just so impressed by his skill because he's not the most athletic guy, not the quickest guy. He was quicker than he is now. But he was able to create space with his ball handling, his sleight of hand, you know, feints and things like that. And I just thought, knowing how tough it is to beat athletic, long defenders, I was just so impressed that he was able to do it consistently and create that space. And it's the same thing with Luka. Luka, I think, is a little stronger than Harden. But the way he creates space just with his intelligence, his feints, his fakes and, you know, handle and change of pace and things like that is incredibly impressive. But it is taxing, not only physically, but mentally. And that's why sometimes you can see he gets worn down. But look, you mentioned the defense. That is the difference. I love Luka. I think he's going to be an all-time great player. But the difference for those comparing him to a LeBron, you know, that is going to, you know, lead this team to the promised land by himself. The difference with a LeBron and a Luka was that LeBron, by the time he started winning or when he started winning, he had gotten it done on the defensive end. And he had become one of the better defenders in the league and ultimately one of the best when he was in, you know, really right in the middle of his prime. Luka is not only not a great defender, he's not a good defender, as you said. And Phoenix was just targeting him like they were big game hunting.
Yeah.
And that's a problem. And so that, look, Dallas to me has two problems as far as getting deeper in the playoffs. Number one, they're all Luka all the time.
Yeah.
So it's going to be tough to find that second superstar to fit with him because of how ball dominant Luka is. And he's their system, much like LeBron was the system for a lot of his teams. And that's tough to find that second guy to fit in that. And then the second thing is, defensively, he is a major liability where some of these other superstars that he's, you know, numbers-wise in the same stratosphere with, they were great defensively too, and that's where Luka doesn't have it. So those are some of the challenges they're going to face. I think this offseason, they need to figure out how can we play without Luka being so ball-dominant that everybody else is just kind of waiting for him to create something for them. We need to get it more of a system where other guys can be a little more involved.
You know, it's we were talking about this earlier, is if you just said it out loud, give max money to a declining player who never really helps chemistry, you would be like, oh, don't do that. But that's the space Philadelphia's in with Harden. He's a declining player. He's never been a great chemistry guy. And I'll make this argument. Maury loves him, and Maury feels like I traded a lot for him. Here's my takeaway, Chris. You gave up irrelevant draft picks, end of the first round. I mean, that's irrelevant. You gave up Andre Drummond. No right. titles going through him. You got Simmons out of the building. That was a win. I could not give four max years to Harden. I don't think he helps chemistry. I couldn't do it. So, but and by the way, I like their core without him. Superstar, emerging star, defensive star, and Tobias Harris. Right. I'm good going forward. I want flexibility. What do you do with Harden going forward?
Well, I'm with you in that I definitely don't give him a long-term max deal. No way. And look, Daryl Morey loves him, but this may – the ownership could step in and say no. Like, this may not be Daryl Morey's call ultimately. All right, they may have to take it out of his hands, and the smart thing to do would be for Harden, they should try to convince him to opt in because he didn't – remember, when he was traded there – they were thinking he was going to opt in. He was saying he was going to opt in, and then he never did it. So I think that is the best move for Philadelphia because, look, as bad as he is compared to where he's been historically, he's still a pretty good player. Like, he's still a good player. You know, he can still give you 18 points and 10 assists a night, and not many people in the league can do that. But he's not worth a long-term max deal anymore. And you said, look, they're eventually going to have to pay Tyrese Maxey.
Oh, yeah.
Who does look like he could become the second star.
Yeah.
Right? Tobias Harris is a very good third option. And if you look at this series, look, Tyrese Maxey, without Embiid, these first two games, Tyrese Maxey's 26 points, 47% shooting. Tobias Harris, 24 points, 57% shooting. It's James Harden who's not holding up his end of the ball.
That's right.
If Harden was playing at 80%, 85% of what he usually is, then they would be either 1-1 or maybe even up 2-0. And so there is no way I would give James Harden a long-term max deal. I think you'd be being generous if you gave him 2 years at max money or 2 years with a team option for a third or something like that. But no, I think ideally he would opt in for Philly, and then they can see how it goes from there.
NBA just announced Dylan Brooks of the Grizzlies suspended for Game 3 Saturday night. Does that feel just to you?
It does to me, Colin, because look, this was the same call, flagrant 2, as Draymond's foul, which I thought was a flagrant 2 in Game 1. But this was, to me, so much worse than what Draymond did. And I don't think Dylan Brooks was trying to hurt Gary Payton Jr. But the way, if you watch that play, number one, don't tell me he was trying to block the shot. Because he wasn't looking at the ball. He was looking at Payton's head. And he barely jumped. He really didn't jump. And he wound up, too. So I thought he was trying to send a message. I thought he was trying to send a hard foul. I thought it was a no layup rule, which I'm cool with. And maybe it was somewhat retaliation for Draymond on Brandon Clark from game one.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is it was just excessive and it was too much. And obviously somebody, Payton did get hurt. Seriously, but I'm totally fine with the one-game suspension. I think it's justified.
All right, Bucks controlled Game 1. Celtics blew them out Game 2. Got 2 minutes left. I still like Milwaukee. Crossing my fingers on Middleton. A lot of people like the Celtics going forward. Who do you like and why?
I picked the Celtics in 7. And look, obviously that means I could see it going either way. But this is where they miss Middleton. Giannis is shooting 38% from the field.
Yep.
Now, he was good in game one in other areas, but his shooting was poor. He's shooting 43% in the paint. That's how tough Boston makes it on you defensively. And so with that being the case, I think he'll have an uptick. I don't think he'll continue to be under 40% for the entire series. But still, this is where you miss Chris Middleton, right? It was fine in the first round without Middleton because Chicago's defense isn't very good. The second round against this defense, they need that other guy. Now, Drew Holiday's played well, but they need their big three. And that's why I picked Boston because I thought ultimately Middleton's absence would come into play. And that's how I think it's going to play out, Boston in 7.
All right, Chris Broussard, first things first. You can hear him mentoring Nick Wright every morning, teaching him the ways of the
yes,
world.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. Lock that in. Keep playing that.
Yeah, I try to teach him the ways of the world every Wednesday. He'll have none of it, as you well know. But nonetheless, I'll say this, Chris. These playoffs, the ratings are up without LeBron. I think they've been fantastic. I think the playoffs have been jammed arenas, intense fans, just enough.
Yep.
Just enough on the edge play. I think it's been great so far.
You're absolutely right. And what is showing without LeBron, without Durant, without Kawhi,
yeah,
the next generation is emerging. Ja, Devin Booker is still young. Giannis is still young. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown in Boston. Like, you're seeing that next group of stars come up. No matter how far they go, they're emerging. And the NBA will still be in good hands when the big names, the older guys, are gone.
All right, Chris. Good seeing you, buddy. Thank you.
Yep, you too.
Chris Broussard. So he's going to take Celtics. I'll take Bucks. Middleton may play very end of the. It's kind of weird if he does come back. They haven't played with him in a while. So you keep your eyes on that. Exciting stuff. It really. Now, some people will say the ratings are up because LeBron's not talking politics. That could certainly be part of it. I think there are people in America that like their sports over here and their social causes over here. They see sports as escapism. I get it. It doesn't have to be me, but I get it. Like, there are people like that. It's silly for the media to deny there are people like that. Like, of course there are. I mean, Colin Kaepernick hurt the ratings for 2 years. Didn't bother me. Some people just like, click, I don't want to watch it. I think the other thing with LeBron is there's a little LeBron fatigue. He's everywhere, all the time. And I've said this about Brady. He's great. I have a little Brady fatigue. Like, I was way more interested in Stafford with the Rams, Josh Allen winning a Super Bowl, Justin Herbert's growth. There's a lot of really good stories. And I do think dynasties are better served being about 6 years long, and careers are better served being about 12 to 15 years long. So little LeBron fatigue, he's gone, ratings up. People want new stories, and the NBA is giving it to them. Penguins-Rangers, game two tonight, your Discover card key matchup. Prices soaring at the pump. Discover has your back. Cash back. Use Discover. 5% cash back at gas stations and Target. Limitations do apply. Alex and I back tomorrow. Speak for yourself, coming up next. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.